てるよ。
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Haruka by Yoasobi. Before that, you heard Just a Habit by Bridal Party, new off of their album Cool Down. My name is Leslie. It's Listener Appreciation Week. We are doing a playlist of a lot of new music and then also like songs about friendship and support and solidarity and gratitude, because that's what we want to express to you today. The listener. It's with your support that we're able to maintain, you know, being a radio station. But it's also through your support and listenership and your spreading of our good word that we can kind of exist at all, that we can get the listenership that we do, and that we can expand what we do and where we go, right? I can't tell you the joy that I experience when I go out into the community and I talk to people, like new people, that I do community radio, I do it at CJSF, and they're like, I listen to that radio station, you guys do cool stuff. And I'm like, oh my god, thank you. And I scream and I cry in public, and it's not embarrassing. It's totally fine. But you know, that is the intensity to which I appreciate and am grateful for you. So please know that I and Jade and everyone at CJSF, we love you for tuning in, for making sure that we're not shouting into the void, for writing in, for telling us what you want to hear. Thank you so much for being our listener. We're gonna hop right back into more music. New release by Zensoul, Let Me Go.
I thought that you were mine, but
let me go.
This isn't what you want.
Let me go.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Oh, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand up. Stand by me, stand by me. Is the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, all the mountains would crumble into the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't even shed a tear. Just as long as you stand. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand now, oh, stand now, stand by me.
You just heard new music by Rachel Chinariri called Ribs. Before that, you heard Dominique Fizame's cover of Stand By Me off of her album Three Little Words. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Listener Appreciation Week here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are doing a playlist of like new stuff and then like friendship, solidarity, support, and gratitude. Listener, you may not know it, but you've been a part of CJSF since our inception. Back in 2003, after years of hard-fought appeal to CRTC, CJSF finally became a licensed station with our own little space on the FM airwaves. We've seen a lot of stuff, and you've been there all along to tune in on our coverage of world-shaking news, community organizing, evolving local arts and music scene, and so much more. From us to you, thanks for your listenership. And here's to the future of CJSF. I'm going to lay it on really thick right now with our next track. This is Ikimonogatari with a track called Arigato, which means, of course, thank you.
Things are not the same, not the same anymore. But is it better or worse than before? Yeah, things are not the same, not the same anymore. Was it all meant to fall down? Was it all bound to break down? Singing.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Dominique Fizame with Cheers to New Beginnings. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you've been enjoying our Listener Appreciation Week program here on TT. And if you like that, keep listening to CJSF this week. We've got more great Listener Appreciation Week content coming up for you. Check out Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon every Friday from 10 to 11 with your host, Charlotte Sistacy Farrell. I know Charlotte's got some good stuff up her sleeve for Listener Appreciation Week. She's a poet, she's a writer, she's a community organizer. She's so incredibly knowledgeable and giving. Check out her show. You're going to love it, whether or not it's Listener Appreciation Week. Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon every Friday from 10 to 11. So before I end the show, here is one last thing. Okay, I've broken out the, like, beautiful instrumental orchestral music now, so we're gonna get sentimental. CJSF has been on air broadcasting to Burnaby and the Metro Vancouver area for 20 years now. And at that time, 2003, I was 6 years old. The 2000s are my least favorite era. I say this as though I know very many more. I don't. I say that to express the fact that I didn't have a very fun 2000s decade. At the time, I was told by some people to dream big, and then at the same time, my consciousness around my experiences of racism and sexism had already formed. At 6 years old, I was an optimistic pessimist. I dreamed knowing that I would not have the same opportunities in life as my white nor my male peers. I dreamed knowing that I have to work way much, much harder than my white and male peers in order to just gain a smidge of the respect and recognition that they would have by simply existing. And it's not as though I like dreamed of being on radio or anything like that. The magical thing about campus community radio is that it sees me as I am and says, show up as you are. In fact, it does more than that. It says, show up as you are, because I want to hear your story. Even more incredible is the fact that you, listener, you want to hear my story. You come back to 90.1 FM to listen to me or Jade or somebody completely not even on TT show up and listen to our stories. CJSF has provided that platform for underrepresented communities to show up, and for 20 years you've been here, giving us encouragement, a reason to do so. You give CJSF and Typically Tuesday a reason to broadcast, to make shows, to better our programs. And in turn, we engage with our communities, not only because you're a part of them, but also because you tell us that we're a part of them. Because of you, us programmers come on air with eagerness and earnestness to serve our listenership. So once again, thank you for tuning in. We aren't community radio without you. TT can't exist without you. Like, who knows where people like me, in all of my uniqueness and non-white, non-male, non-straight, etc.-ness, and others similar to that would be without you. Probably not on the airwaves. Thank you so much for 20 years of support and listenership. You rock. We're going to close things off today with one last track, new music by Boy Genius, Without You, Without Them.
Give me everything you got, I'll take what I can get. I want to hear your story and be a part of it. Thank your father before you, his mother.
Bird Note. Birds lay eggs, That means they don't nurse their young, right? Well, have you ever heard of something called pigeon milk? Pigeons, one of the most ancient of domesticated birds, feed their nestlings a peculiar milky liquid straight from the adult's beak to the baby's throat. It's often called crop milk because it comes from special cells in the bird's crop. The crop's a section of the lower esophagus in some birds that's used for storing food before digestion. Unlike milk from mammals, pigeon milk doesn't come from a mammary gland, but it does come loaded with antioxidants and immune boosters that help the new hatchlings survive. A couple of days before their eggs hatch, both pigeon parents start making the milky substance, which they'll feed their hatchlings over the first 10 days of their lives. When the special feeding stops, the special crop milk cells return to normal. Pigeons and doves aren't the only birds that can make this special milk. Flamingos and some species of penguins can too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories, and stunning photos every Friday morning. Visit birdnote.org to sign up today.